Welcome back to the Crooked Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nick and Ryan, right back at it again, nobody. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a while, and let me just tell you, I did not abandon y'all just for laughs and giggles. I had to actually go on a break, mostly because I've been working lately, And I have not seen my bed in a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, I've been working a lot of overtime, like, in recent weeks, Like, that's why I haven't been able to do a podcast. I think our last podcast was in February or something. But lately, I haven't even been doing a podcast because I've been very, very busy, ladies and gentlemen, like I tell you, And now here I am on Saturday, which is probably like one of the three days of my day off, So here I am. I'm doing a podcast as our agreement. And now I can say fuck shit and every fucking bad word now. Oh my gosh. Right now I'm suffering from fucking allergies. It's spring officially. It is officially spring. And I am suffering from fucking allergies, ladies and gentlemen. It is a nightmare right now. It is a nightmare, It's fucking, you were dealing with this shit. And, so, it has been a while, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I have been wanting to do a podcast, but I've been so busy, I've been so busy that I haven't been able to do a podcast. And, right now, I am feeling the lactose intolerance, because I just ate one of those Gordon Ramsay, the four cheese, macaroni for the first time. This is my first time actually trying one. I got it from Walmart for like $5 for one? Jeez. Let me just tell you, it was good. Not gonna lie, it was fucking good. There's pros and cons to this whole fucking cancerous dish that came straight out of your microwave, Let me just tell you something. This was my first time trying it, and it smells like ass, is what I'm trying to say. It smells like ass, but hear me out, it fucking tastes good. Like, hear me out, I know I'm already a fucking bisexual, but come on, hear me out. Fertile, like, let me just tell you, it really does. It stinks like ass, but it fucking, like, it tastes better than what I've had before, I've tried numerous fucking macaronis, but this shit was actually fucking good for something that is like $5 and straight from Walmart. You gotta be kidding me, it was strange, this was my first time trying it, and I'm not gonna say that I recommend it. Maybe if you're like on the go, take it to work or something. Actually, I wouldn't even take it to work. I mean, you're gonna have that place smelling like fucking pure ass. Like, oh my gosh, like, it's four cheese, and it is very salty. I mean, what do you expect from fucking like microwavable foods? You deal with all the sodium that is in that and shit. It's like, it's higher and shit. You get fucking high blood pressure from them shits. And let me just tell you, I mean, it's good, but it smells like ass. There we go. My review: 10 out of 10. Would eat again. I mean, if I was forced to. Or actually, it was good. It was good, So that was my first time trying it. So now I'm suffering from lactose intolerance right now because of the fucking cheese. Usually, hear me out when I say this. Only sometimes I will end up suffering badly. There are some times where I suffer badly. Like, if I ate like a regular cheese pizza, I'm not gonna feel anything. If I drank fucking milk, I would feel something, but it's not too high. And if I ate something that said Ford cheese something that smelt like ass and had a lot of cheese, I would basically have lactose intolerance. It's a weird thing. Even if I drank or ate, if I ate like a fucking ice cream, I wouldn't even feel nothing. You know, it's weird. It's a weird thing. I know some people are probably going to be like, that's not lactose intolerance. You're just having stomach problems, you know, digestion problems. Like, yeah, you know, fuck you, you know. I eat a lot of fiber. I have been actually, you know, I really haven't been eating much lately. For real, like, there's sometimes wrong with me, you know, where I actually don't eat that much. You know, that's the realest thing I probably ever said is that I don't really eat that much nowadays. Like, I'll eat breakfast and that's it. Yeah, I will literally eat breakfast and that's it. Nothing for the rest of the fucking day, you know, like I'm fucking full off of breakfast. And I just mostly just drink water throughout the day. You know, I haven't even touched a soda in like, what, a week? Yeah, the last time, like, I'll have, like a freebie day where I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna treat myself to a 10-piece with a soda, you know, I will literally say that to myself. I will literally say, you know what, today's the day that I will probably eat a 10-piece with a soda. I don't eat the fries, ladies and gentlemen. I don't eat fries. It's because, I don't know, lately I just haven't been, like, I don't like McDonald's fries, like, let's be honest, like, I don't like the fucking fries because it's always fucking cold, it's always salty, it's so fucking salty, like, one time, I only tried it once, and I immediately fucking just threw that shit into the trash, and I know, like, you're not supposed to waste food and all, but it was fucking salty, and that's the reason why I didn't eat. At all. Nikki's talking about eating in the fucking first half of our podcast. Well, I'm just telling you, like, this is me. This is my podcast. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Just kidding. No. I can't. I know a lot of rumors are probably gonna be spreading saying, oh, Nikki just didn't want to do a podcast during Black History Month. No. No. I brought that on upon myself, didn't I? No. I believe I fucking did more podcasts in February, so people shut the fuck up. Quit making rumors, even though I may have started that on my own. But no, seriously. In all seriousness, it's just been a weird time, you know. I've been feeling weird, so who knows? This might be the last podcast Nikki Duran does. Who knows, I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm here today, tomorrow, I may not be, you know, and I'm not saying that as like a, oh, this is my last podcast, and, me hoy me noy, and fucking dies the next day, you know, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, I mean, we're human. You know, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go, is what I always say. Not really, no. Actually, yeah, I have been saying that lately a lot, and it's crazy. And, it's been warming up here in the mountain area, let me just tell you, it really has been, warming up in the area. Yeah, it just has been. Nobody hasn't really been outside lately. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's so fucking sun. I think it's because it is warming up more and it's not winter. Bye bye winter. Hello fucking allergies. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Usually I don't like making these podcasts into like an emotional train wreck, but I've been just feeling emotional a lot lately. I don't want to revolve it around a lot of emotional things, but yeah, I've been suffering from like a lot of emotional stuff going on in my life, you know. I question things, you know, a lot. And lately I've been starting to forget a lot of things, you know, a lot of things from my life. it's just an emotional topic, you know. And I never really talked with it to really much anybody. You know, and I don't want to make my podcast into like one of those emotional sob stories. Even though I've done it before, it's just the crazy times. You know, it's just the crazy times. You know, we live in, and you just gotta thug it out. But there comes a time when thugging it out will eventually just turn into this. To this emotional bomb, you know, it's really growing, and the more it grows, you're gonna fucking explode, and that's basically what happened last night, where I for the first time, actually fucking bursted into tears. Like, I'm not kidding, you know. Like, I mean, this is Nikki Duran, the based podcast, the most based podcast in all of fucking Liechtenstein. You know, it's the fucking, you know, you wouldn't even expect that out of me. You know, I've been like a person. I am a person. But seriously, you know, like, all I can say is, I mean, if you know somebody who's going through these situations, just talk with them. Just talk with them. You know, you don't know. You don't have to force yourself onto them or anything. You know, you don't have to like try to do anything. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying, honestly. I mean, leave that to a professional, you know, leave that to a professional. If you know somebody who's going through a lot of things, just text them, you know, just tell them, hey, how you doing? You know, like, how you doing, you know, come on, you know, it's like, you know, so yeah, I've just been dealing a lot with emotional things, you know. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. But anyways, so this project that I'm currently working on, it's set to be a documentary. I will give y'all a specific day on which I will actually upload this this documentary. Stupido. Anyways, yeah, for real, let me just tell you. Okay, so this documentary, what is it? It's not going to be Chris Chan related, ladies and gentlemen. So for those who are probably, like, tempting for me to say, is it going to be Chris Chan related? That was what you always used to talk about in the past. No, it's actually going to be centered around something, let me just keep it as a surprise, honestly. Because it's something that I'm currently working on. In fact, I was supposed to be working on it for today. However, I mean, I'm just going to tell you the release date of this documentary that is a very, very serious documentary. It will be released around November of this year on YouTube. I don't know if YouTube is going to exist by then, honestly, because YouTube has really, really, been changing their attitude with the whole, like, content creators, you know, like, if you don't have your watch history on, like all those videos that you basically watch, if you don't have that on, then you're not considered a fucking creator, like, some bullshit like that, you know, like, it's bullshit, you know, they're just getting on people for no fucking reason, and, apparently, it's like, you know, I'm sort of scared to put it up there now, because I don't know what's the geopolitical landscape of YouTube right now. Like, some things can be removed, some things can just stay up no matter what. And it's crazy. It's crazy, you know? It's just crazy, you know? You know, for real. So yeah, you have YouTube. You're going for real. Like, I'm just like, I'm just feeling fucking, I'm feeling empty, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I just feel like I don't have that energy to be doing a podcast. And, it's just crazy times we're living in, you know? It's just crazy. So this, documentary, it'll be released around November of this year. I'm currently working on it. I'm doing my research, and I'm just trying my best, you know, trying my best to do this documentary. And I don't know if it's going to be going up on YouTube, because YouTube keeps changing a lot of shit. I mean, you cannot even deal with YouTube nowadays, apparently. It's just like, it's madness. It's madness at this time. And so we're dealing with all that situation on YouTube. So I don't know if it's going to end up there. It might end up on Daily Motion for all I care. You know, I mean, that's just how life goes, you know. Of course, it's not going to end up on TikTok, because TikTok might eventually be removed sometime this month. And a lot of people are fucking vouching for it, like they want it to happen. And let me just tell you, you know, like, TikTok has helped a lot of content creators, a lot of people to get a lot of outreach, you know. I mean, YouTube has really rarely done that. Facebook has never done that at all. And Instagram's, like, who the fuck uses Instagram anymore, you know? And TikTok really just dominated, and really, like, they know their peeps, you know? And it's like, it's sad that this app, which has lasted 4 years, 4+ years, like, it literally came out in 2008. When the fuck did TikTok come out? I don't know, but it's going bye-bye. For real, like, literally, Biden is literally trying to wait till Biden realizes half his voters and fucking, like, supporters are using fucking, like, TikTok. And, you know what app needs to be banned? Fucking Facebook, too, you know? Facebook has done a lot of shit. Like, literally, the whole idea of them trying to get rid of TikTok is because people are doing the stupid challenges and fucking dying. A problem with that is that, you know, people are stupid. They will do whatever the fuck they want for views. And it's not like this is only a TikTok thing. We remember a lot of things happening on fucking Facebook and Twitter and, like, Instagram. Like, all those three platforms have been the platform of many countless incidents that has happened that is just like the challenges on TikTok. The ones that they are saying, oh, it's harming our children. Our children keep dying from this fucking challenge, you know. You know, it's happened on fucking Facebook. It's happened on Instagram. It's happened on Twitter, you know. It's kind of like, no matter, I mean, you're just blaming TikTok because the guy's Asian. Let's be honest, everybody's, like, fucking after the creator of TikTok because he's Asian. They think that he's a communist representing the fucking Communist Party of China. Even though the guy is literally Singaporean. Like, the man is Singaporean. He has no fucking Chinese assets, you know? I mean, of course, they're talking about, like, the company that, like, the company that sort of owns TikTok, which is ByteDance. But still, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, this is not the first time data has been sold, you know. I mean, look at freaking Facebook. Every fucking, like, what, every fucking month, every year, there's always something like, oh, Facebook fucking one trillion fucking people's accounts have all been fucking hacked and sold to some Russian fucking government or some like Chinese government, you know, like there's always something that happens on other websites, but apparently fucking people go straight after TikTok, you know. It's like, oh, I can't see what's going on over there, but then they look at TikTok and it's like, what's going on over there, you know? And so, yeah. And these challenges too. These challenges that they say, like, oh, they're killing people. These challenges are old. They are literally from fucking Facebook and Instagram. Like, if anything, Instagram and Facebook should be the fucking ones who are getting banned, you know? Like, there's always been a problem where it's like, oh, like, our kids are dying. Like, fucking, and it's like through those challenges that are on those two platforms that I just named out, you know? And, yeah, I mean, even YouTube, like, YouTube Kids, it's just like, you know, you want to know something, though? I have not seen a single challenge video on TikTok. No, I'm actually genuinely fucking serious. I have not seen a TikTok challenge at all, like, literally on the For You page. I have not seen one single challenge video. I mean, I think there's, like, only, like, a few wholesome challenges, like, fucking saving, like, fucking coins and putting them in a jar and saying, like, this is a swear jar, we're gonna do the swear jar challenge or some shit. Some shit like that, you know, like, that's literally probably something that I would see, but apparently these, like, people are just, like, fucking saying, like, oh, they're performing fucking war crime challenges, and they're fucking dying. It's like, you know, you want to know whose fault it really is? It's kind of the parents, you know? You should keep an eye on your child, you know? Like, I mean, come on, like, TikTok is for 13 on up, you know? I mean, and your kid was, like, 9 years old. How the fuck did they get a TikTok account, you know? Your child was 9 years old, and yet the app literally says it's recommended for people who are 13 on up. So how the fuck did you, for real, like, it's like, and then another argument was from one of the senators, I don't fucking know his name, but he was, like, saying, like, this young boy right here, his name, I kind of forgot the rest of that fucking, like, argument, but the whole argument was, like, this boy, he was on TikTok searching inspirational quotes, and the next day, they found him, he woke up dead, you know, like, literally, that's the fucking argument. Who the fuck uses TikTok to search up inspirational quotes? There has not been anything inspirational on TikTok. You know what happened when I searched up inspirational quotes on fucking TikTok? Like, through the fucking search bar, I literally put in inspirational quotes. You know what fucking popped up? A lady in a bikini. That's what fucking popped up. If anything, like, it was like, what would a kid be fucking searching up on TikTok? All I saw was a lady in a bikini, you know? Like, what the, like, I know, like, there's a problem with, like, their whole, like, fucking, their, like, on TikTok, there's, like, a problem with the algorithm, like, when you search up some certain topic. I mean, it'll always bring up, like, these porno ads, you know, these porno ad bots, making, like, fake accounts to lure them to the fucking, like, to those websites where it's, like, fuck, desperate bitches that are fucking 1 meter away from you, you know, like, type shit, and that's literally what I would usually see on TikTok. If anything, that's a problem where they have bots, but, I mean, that's literally every fucking website. Every website has that problem where it's, like, they deal with bots. So, I mean, when searching inspirational quotes, you find naked ladies. That's all I can, that, I guess that's the meaning of life, you know, inspirational, you know, it's very inspirational for real, like, seriously, that's literally what happened. And that's literally what that senator said. He's like, this kid was a searching of inspirational quotes. The next day, he woke up dead. And it's like, shit, you know? Like, like, if anything, like, it's crazy. It's just really crazy. For real, I mean, have they checked that kid's, the quote-unquote search history? I mean, seriously, I mean, like, check the fucking search history. I doubt that there's anything hardcore in these said challenges. Like, you can barely even find them on TikTok now. Even before, too. Before this fucking whole hearing was going on, those challenges are just kind of hard to find. So, I mean, I think it's just made up in a way to just so that the companies, the big corporate companies, can literally take the spot where TikTok stands, you know? Like I said, too, I mean, the three apps that I just named before, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, they have done fucking horrible shit in the past. Like, who remembers, like, fucking just scrolling down Instagram back in the day, before, like, the pandemic type shit? You would always see, like, a video of some guy getting his head chopped off. Like, shit, that was Instagram back in the day. Like, come on. Like, Instagram still has that, too, actually. You know, if you go deep enough Instagram, if you go deep enough, you will find those said videos, like, you will find porno on fucking Instagram nowadays. Like, it's easy to find it if you're actually searching for it. One time, I actually accidentally, like, found it. Like, the treasure trove of all of the old posts from 2017 of some guy uploading, like, anime porno. And that's basically what's on Instagram. It's still there, too. It's actually still there. If you don't believe me, just go fucking find it yourself. I'm not going to really link the name because, I mean, I don't want to get in trouble as well. I mean, you get in trouble regardless. You're going to be told, like, why were you even searching that up in the first place? It came up randomly. It genuinely came up randomly. That's my literal fucking defense. And this was, like, my first time using TikTok. Instagram in the longest time of, like, getting on Instagram, you know, and Instagram still deals with bots. When you, like, receive, like, a unknown message and shit, like, message requests, there's a lot of bot pages and fucking porno bots that are saying, like, she just turned 18, here's her fucking OnlyFans, like, bitch, I don't need that, you know, like, where's the fucking twinks? Just kidding. I am drinking water. I know this is gonna piss off a lot of people, but I'm fucking parched, you know? I am fucking parched, ladies and gentlemen, and I am drinking water. It's fucking hot. I got a lot of allergies. I need to buy a new humidifier. Yeah, I actually do. My other one just broke down, I guess. And I've been suffering. I've been suffering in my room with, like, fucking, like, allergies. I've been dying in my room. I'm slowly decomposing. Anyways, I spent my weekend, like, reading a lot of Boy Love Yaoi again. Like, oh my gosh, like, there's some that I like, and then there's some that I fucking hate. So there's this one, I forgot the fucking title of it, there's this one that I actually do like. Only problem is that it's, It's kind of a weird one. It is weird. I mean, reading that type of genre is fucking weird. Like, gosh, I can't even defend myself, you know? I mean, like, if somebody were to fucking, like, you could not waterboard this information out of me, but, like, we just got to deal with it, you know? You got to do what you got to do, you know? And it's a crazy life. It's a crazy world. Where the fuck is it? Yeah, I'm actually searching it up right now. I got it in my bookmarks. No. Where was it? Let's see. I think I already told y'all about Cherry Blossoms After Winter. That one was a good one. Only problem is it's a strange one. It really is strange. This one involves you know, it's a step bro lover at, like, it's a step bro. It's a step bro fucking book. Like, oh my gosh, like, they're step brothers. Well, I mean, it's not like, okay, so the story is like, oh, this kid's parents died in a car crash, and he lives with his mom's aunt. I mean, his mom's friend, not aunt, his mom's friend, and so he's sort of I really don't know, I mean, that's sort of adoptive. Wouldn't that be, like, adoptive loving? Ew. Even that's worse, you know, shit, like, if he knew. Anyways, it's kind of like Webtoon. It's kind of Webtoon style fucking art, you know? You know what I'm talking about. Webtoon comics. Okay, I think I found it. I'm gonna butcher this fucking name. I'm gonna butcher the fuck out of this name. Oh my gosh. It's Pinktu Mamashiba. It was I read it. Pinktu Mamashiba. I am fucking butchering the fuck out of it, you know, like, it's a good one. It's a good read. It's funny, it's weird, but it's also, like, it's just, like, it's a wholesome fun. It's a wholesome one. I mean, it involves a teacher and a student, even though the student is the one who's seducing the teacher. Yeah, for real, it's like that, you know? It's crazy, you know? It's really, really crazy that it's just like, it's a teacher being seduced by the student. And, like, the teacher is much younger, like, the teacher, I believe, is, like, 20, in their 20s, and, like, the student's also, like, fucking, like, 19 or some shit, and it's a weird one, but it's actually quite wholesome. I would recommend it, if you're strong enough. If you're strong enough, you can read it. A lot of people do hate it, though. That's the downside of it. A lot of people hate it because of, like, how it ends. It ends on a fucking cliffhanger of where they're fucking in a park. For real, like, I have to defend that part because it's like, actually, I shouldn't even be defending it. Like, oh shit, fuck. Even I'm mad too. I'm mad that it just ended off like that, you know? Most of these yaois, they end off on a fucking happy note. Like, they lived happily ever after, and they became a fucking official couple. But these two motherfuckers, they were just in a fucking park, fucking. And it was, like, at nighttime, too, and, like, I guess they were just fucking. Yeah, y'all wouldn't waterboard this. Y'all would not waterboard this information out of me, but here I am fucking saying some in-depth lore. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, we got to get the crazy counter on, you know. Anybody who will be listening to this podcast, count how many times I'm saying crazy. Yeah. I'm just saying. So, yeah, I've been reading a lot of them. The ones that I truly hate are the ones that are ongoing, you know. I read all of those stories on mangago.me, and I read all of those. And the thing I hate about it is that some of them are still ongoing. You know, you're left on a fucking cliffhanger, you know. You could be reading the most toe-curdling fucking story where it's like, ooh, this is getting spicy, like, mamma mia, this is spicy, and then all of a sudden, you fucking end up at a, oh, that's a cliffhanger, and it's the same with the fucking Webtoon, by the way. Webtoon, there's like a lot of stories that I'm reading on Webtoon, too. Some of them, the stories have not been updated since fucking the beginning of 2023, which makes me wonder that the fucking, like, the story or creator of those Webtoons fucking die or some shit. Like, it's madness, you know. It really is madness. I'm trying not to say fucking crazy, but we're all being hyper right now. We're all being hyper. But for real though, I mean, like, it's just like, you know, you deal with that, you know. We're just being hyper on this podcast. If I had a co-host right now, I'd probably be fucking, you know, I'd probably chase that fucking co-host off. Because let's be honest, I mean, if you can match my humor, if you can match me, then we're gonna be destined to be great partners on this podcast. No, I'm not seeking, this ain't my way of seeking a relationship. No, God, no. I'm currently seeing somebody at the moment, so let's see how this goes. Yeah, I shouldn't have mentioned that, honestly. I shouldn't have mentioned that. Now I'm gonna get a lot of messages wondering who the fuck is it. Woo. Anyways, that was some good fucking water. That was some good fucking water indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to hydrate. Drink more water. It's good for you. I could be fucking fasting right now, honestly. I mean, at this point, I'm literally fucking fasting, where I just eat fucking breakfast and then I'm fucking good for the rest of the day. Well, I did eat that Gordon Ramsay, ass-flavored, macaroni and cheese. I just ate that, so, I mean, I think I'm good for the next 2 days. You know, how about that? How about that? Mm-hmm. For real, it's good. That was the only one that I bought, by the way. Because I was like, you know, I gotta really try something. Let's try this, you know. I hear a lot of good things about this. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this brand. But that's literally what happened. That's literally what happened. Like, I literally said that. I said, oh, I've heard a lot of good things about this brand. I should try it right now. Yeah. And so I tried it. And now I'm kind of regretting it. Same time, it was actually good. Because it did have, like, breadcrumbs on top. And, you know, Chef Ramsay, he's a professional. And when it came to that, it was like, oh my God, it was so fucking good. 10 out of 10, would recommend it. You know, I would recommend it to all of y'all. This is not the, yeah. Yeah, so I think I've mentioned a lot of my topics already. We talked about the documentary. We talked about me being a sad piece of shit. for real, I mean, You know, yeah, we just trying to thug it out. You know, we just trying to thug it out. And, yeah, I think we're good. You know, I think we're good. I think we did this podcast. We did the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, the documentary will be coming out in November. Why so long? It's because I got to do my research, you know. I really do got to do my research. And I got to do all the recording. I got to do the editing. I got to fucking film myself playing Roblox, Brookhaven in the background before Brookhaven fucking goes down. Ladies and gentlemen, RIP to Brookhaven, because that game is going on. Apparently, it's because something that happened in the game. I guess some TikTok creator found something in the game that was so fucking bizarre. What it was, I guess, like, they were playing the game, like, at, like, 1 a.m. or whatever fucking time they were in IRL plus in the game. There was, like, this fucking creepy face that was in the fucking sky in a certain part of the map. And then all of a sudden, like, I guess, like, after that went viral, like, the official, like, I guess it was either Roblox or, like, the creators of Brookhaven, they fucking put out a statement saying, like, there was no face, it was just a joke, hee hee ha ha. And then all of a sudden, they put out another message saying that Brookhaven's gonna be going down in June. And so, I gotta fucking start filming myself playing that game. The reason why is because I need background fucking, like, gameplay of in the back of this fucking documentary, while at the same time it's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, there's, like, a lot to do. I must really be on the spectrum, to be honest. I've seen the fucking symptoms that I've been, like, looking at, like, oh, you fucking do a simple task, and you don't feel like you want to do it, you're automatically on the spectrum, you know, like, literally, that's literally what people have been saying, you know, and some people even kind of say that to me, like, directly, they say, are you on the spectrum, like, because there's times where you kind of feel like you're on the spectrum, and I'm like, I don't know, I really don't know where I can get tested, honestly. I should have spoken with my doctor the other day when I had, like, an appointment. I should have asked him, like, hey, where do people get, this is my first time being an adult, where do people get tested for stuff like that, you know? And, for real, I'm 23 and I don't know what to do in life. I mean, for all I know, I mean, I could have a shit ton of diseases, and I'm like, and here I am living my best life, like, oh, whoop-de-doo, oh, I just ate me a fucking Chef Gordon Ramsay microwavable dinner, I hope I'm gonna be okay, you know, type shit. And, like, I don't know, for all I know, I could probably just fucking, like I said before, this might be my last podcast. And, I don't joke around like that, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to apologize if I kind of sounded like I'm in that state where I feel like I'm not gonna be here the next day. Of course I'm gonna be here the next day, you know? That's why, I mean, I will always be here. I will always stay alive. It's just, you deal with a lot of things in life, you know? I mean, we're trying not to go into that. We're not trying to go into that sad moment type of shit. But, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you that I will be alive tomorrow. I will be alive tomorrow, and the next day, 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 and the next day. And the next day, I will fucking get to the age of 69, ladies and gentlemen. I will get there. So, I love you. Anyways, yeah. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, that I will be alive for the next fucking 69 years. I will be alive for the next 69 years. So, yeah. And, you know, we just gotta deal with it. Wait, 69 years from now, wouldn't I be... I think I would be... I'd be in my 70s. I'd be, or 80s, depending. Wait. I'm 23 now. 69 years from now. I'm doing the math. I'm doing quick math right now. I said 69, right? 23. Let's see. 23. No. I will be 1,580. Just kidding. No, I'm just joking. I would probably be in my 40s. Wait, no. That doesn't make sense. That does not make sense at all. You know, No. Would I be 90? Would I really be 90? 92? Why am I getting 92 in my... Okay, fuck it, you know, like... For real, like, what the fuck, you know? I am 23. Let me check my calculator. Now I have to fucking... Okay, yeah. I will be in my 90s by then. Oh, okay. I said I wanted to live for 69 years. And, I will be in my 90s by then. Yeah, I'll be 92. Yeah, I'll be 92. Wait, no. I said 69 years. Yeah, I think I'll be in my 90s. Yeah. That's boy math for you right there. That's boy math right there. The strongest math right there. Boy math. Anyways, how you doing? Anyways. Yeah, I'll be in my fucking 90s by the... Jeez. I can't even imagine. No. I once said this to a friend, and I hope they fucking deliver their promise when it comes to that whole situation. I told them. I said, the day that I fucking hit the dementia age, you know, where I'm, like, forgetting wherever the fuck I am, you know, if I hit early Alzheimer's in my 40s, I want them to fucking beat me with a fucking pipe. I am serious. I it's a scary thing, you know. I do not want to be living up to the time where I start forgetting everything, you know. Forgetting what I was once like, you know. It's just, you know, it's a serious thing, you know. I mean, a lot of people are going to say, Nikki, you need to be living a little bit longer, you know. You need a little bit of love with your heart, you know, type shit. You know, I'm not going to live that long. Like, seriously, if I start saying I forgot something that was so important, or even... I actually, now that you mention it, I fucking start forgetting shit daily, so my friend is probably gonna beat me with a fucking pipe tomorrow, because I say, oh, I'm starting to forget shit, like early Alzheimer's kicked in, and oh my gosh, I was just looking out just now, and I just seen that truck almost hit that building. Oh my gosh, crazy. Crazy world. So the person who's actually counting the amount of times that I say crazy, good luck with that. I wish you the best. I wish you the very, very best. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so yeah, I'm just, holy shit. It's just, it really is a good day, honestly, looking outside. God dang, it's a lovely day to be fucking going around, touching the, I can't say dirt or grass. Actually, it is dirt. It's fucking sand. I don't like sand, you know, and I'm surrounded by sand. I can't say I want to go outside and touch grass because there's no fucking grass outside. There's just rocks and sand. Literally, there's fucking just rocks and sand. Make a sandcastle. The sand is not that moist. The sand is so fucking dry you cannot even make a fucking sandcastle. It will be a nothingness. It will just be a pile of fucking dirt. It will not shape as a castle. So that's why it's kind of like, you know, what is there to even do in a desert, you know, besides, fucking explore abandoned fucking ruins, you know. Actually, I always wanted to do that. That was always like, you know, when you were like exploring OG YouTube, you would always like see those fucking like, oh, I went into a fucking cave in the middle of the fucking desert. And, it's a fucking glorious place to visit, or we visited a fucking abandoned nuclear silo that is in the middle of fucking nowhere, and, like, there's, like, abandoned fucking cars from, like, the 50s surrounding the place, and it's just so fucking well hidden that nobody has ever even gone in there, even though there's, like, fucking, like, walls filled with graffiti. It's always been like one of those, like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to go exploring in depth of places like that, you know. I mean, it's been a dream, you know. It's like you think those things, and now that I'm in like an actual desert and there may be places like that, I am shit scared of what may be in there, you know. You know, if you explore a cave, you might run into the fucking skinwalker for all I, like, for real. Like, you may fucking walk into some fucking place and you will fucking see a skinwalker or some shit, you know, an alien or even some fucking guy high off of some fucking blue crystal he bought from some guy named Walter, you know. It's fucking, it's crazy. I like to a little you know, type shit, you know, every time. I'm like, like I said, somebody's gonna have to do the counter on how many times I do crazy, and every time I say crazy, I fucking do this little hee, you know, type shit. Hey, you know, it's always good to be random, you know, it's always good to be random. I mean, you only live once, so do the best. Oh shit, I'm fucking tired. I am genuinely tired. This might be the end of the podcast right now. But there will be another podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Just give me some fucking time. Maybe I just need some time off, like, from fucking social media in general. Maybe I just need that, honestly. Maybe I just need to be off of social media. You know, maybe it's brain rotting me and making me into this sort of fucking zombie to where I need the fucking, like, attention from people. No, seriously. I might just fucking, yeah. Honestly, I really don't have energy to be just doing this podcast. We'll just end it off right here. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. For real, like, I'm serious. Like, right now, I am probably just gonna go to sleep. I just need some more rest. I'm just tired. I'm just fucking feeling ill. Maybe I might be sick. Maybe I'm fucking, I don't know. I'm feeling my forehead. Maybe I do need some rest. Who knows? Anyways, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I've been your host, Nicky Duran. And we'll probably do another podcast next week. So be on the lookout. Maybe I might do one tomorrow. Who knows? You know, you never know. So, anyways, peace and love, my friends. Thank you, and have a good day, night, or even a good morning. I love you all. Peace and love, my friends.